Speaker 1.
I design and make my own clothes, so I do look through a whole lot of fashion magazines to get basic ideas for my wardrobe, and then I just work from there. It's just a matter of playing about with designs and adapting them to what suits me. Sometimes I see photos of film stars and think, yeah, that looks really great. And you know, the actress spent a fortune on the outfit, and I can make something similar for a fraction of the price.
Speaker 2.
I don't buy any magazines myself, but when I'm at a friend's house, I like looking through those glossy magazines. I look at all those colourful fashion pages and, what else, the horoscope sometimes. Mind you, I've no idea why I read them, because they're never right. To think that someone can look up to the skies and foresee our future is a bit far-fetched. But I suppose it's all a bit of harmless fun, really.
Speaker 3.
Basically, I buy this magazine for the reviews. It covers all the new cinema releases, and I like to see what the critics have to say. I don't always agree with them, though. You've also got features about directors and actors, and some quite good interviews there. In other magazines, you find interviews with actors about trivial issues like what they eat for breakfast. That sort of thing just doesn't interest me at all. It's just nonsense.
Speaker 4.
I never buy magazines, but if I'm in the doctor's waiting room, for example, and I see one, I'll flick through it. It's just to pass the time, mind you. I wouldn't spend any free time I might have reading them. They're hardly very informative or educational. I mean, do people have nothing better to do? It just fills people's heads with rubbish. I prefer to spend my time reading a good book.
Speaker 5.
I buy a weekly magazine, which I love. It's got news articles and a problem page and interviews with politicians and actors. You know, it's got a bit of everything. I find it a great form of relaxation. I come home from work and curl up in an armchair and read the gossip about some film star or other. Actually, the first thing I always read is my star sign. My friends laugh at me, but I find it's nearly always true.